celebrated again another 50th anniversary, this time from Brian Eno with Here Come the Warm Jets. A very interesting story I do want to share about this, Dave, before we go on talking about the songs. There was a rumor for the longest time about what the title meant.
Okay.
Did you hear about this?
Maybe.
Can you share anything about it?
I can't.
Okay, you obviously don't know. So
I don't know.
For the longest time, people assumed that this was some sort of tongue-in-cheek reference to urination. Here Come the Warm Jets. But it's not. Brian Eno said on the title song, that's what he used to describe the sound of the guitar. That it sounded like a jet that was coming down, and he wanted that warm jet sound on the title song. And he loved that phrase so much, after he said it, he kept it for the title of the record. And I think that sort of vague, abstract description of the sound really encapsulates the weird noises coming off of this record. Because even though this is 1974 and there's a lot of artists playing with effects and playing with weird arrangements of their instruments, there really wasn't too much like this coming out. Maybe his pre-existing band Roxy Music came close, a little bit of Bowie, but that was probably it.
Yeah, it's the first of many albums he would put out that... he's very influential, but it's very experimental. It's kind of hard to discuss specifically the influences of Eno sometimes, but...
And it varies so wildly, because you have the influences of his ambient period. You have the influences of more of his approach to composition with, as we said, the oblique strategies, where he would take these cards giving somewhat counterintuitive instructions to the musicians. But then, in terms of the musicality of this, there's just so much about this particular record that has gone on to influence a number of alternative guitar rock bands. Slint, Radiohead are like immediate examples that come to mind of bands that took what was presented on this record and made it their own. And I think there's so many others that, if they weren't immediately influenced by this record on some level because of the impact Eno had on other musicians and the recording structure itself with the type of sounds that were being processed on this recording, like, so many musicians, whether they're aware of it or not, were completely influenced by this. And I do love this description. There was this great guitar line on one of the songs we had just heard, which was Blank Frank, and he said he wanted the guitar to sound naughty on it, and I think they were very effective.
Okay.
There is a rumor that track was a jab at the former... Well, I guess at that time it was the current singer of Roxy Music and his former bandmate, Brian Ferry, who he had a falling out with. It was never really substantiated, although there was a little idea that could be a jab, along with another song on this record called Dead Finks Don't Talk. So, you know, definitely the fans of Eno loved stirring the pot for this. But then we also heard the fantastic guitar-led song, Babies on Fire. And with that, we heard that incendiary guitar solo by Robert Fripp, who actually contributed guitar on the other song as well.
Yeah, and just a really great album. It's surprising to think those came out in the same year.
It really is. And you know what's very surprising, Dave? I find most people, when you bring up Brian Eno, they're just going to make the assumption, oh, it's the guy who presses the one note on the keyboard for 20 minutes. It is not. It is this amazing guitar record. And there is another connection to this particular record as well.
Yeah. Several years back, John Dwyer of OC started doing like a synth-oriented rock band / recording project called Damaged Bug. And the very first release they put out, called Hubba Bubba, actually is paying homage to the album's cover in its own way. It has the same picture from the album cover on Brian Eno's album, but it's kind of in like a weird, like, retro, like, you know, like in the 70s when they said the future's here, here's a spaceship. That's what the cover kind of looks like.
Yes, I remember people saying that all the time in the 70s.
Yeah, I wasn't alive.
But, neither was I, of course. But, but you know, just like...
It has a certain thing.
Like, and a wide range of influence. Like, again, just stressing the fact that even though people associate Eno always with this keyboard, ambient music, yeah, here he goes, influencing an entire generation of guitar rock bands. Now, speaking of huge influences, we're going to be hearing another pair of artists celebrating anniversaries, this time 60th anniversaries for their albums. If you're talking about an influential guitarist, you have to talk about Muddy Waters, one of the greatest electric blues guitarists of all time,
mm-hmm.
who shockingly made probably his best record as an acoustic record. I'm talking about 1964's Folk Singer. This is the only record he solely did on acoustic, and it features a great lineup with Willie Dixon on string bass, Clifton James on drums, and Buddy Guy accompanying him on acoustic guitar. This is such an incredible record, and it's so intimate. You really feel like you're in the room with him. Not only in the room, you feel like you're being haunted by him. It's such a great recording. But in terms of influence, there's very few artists that I think reach the caliber of influence with who we're going to start off the next set with. Dave, we're talking about Bob Dylan.
Yes, we've played Bobby D's music quite a lot throughout the years on this show, and that's something that I don't think will change. But we're celebrating the times they are changing, which is 60 years old.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people, you know, when this came out, they were a bit divisive about it. You know, some said he was leaning too much into these topical subjects. Other people said that, you know, he wasn't being sincere enough. And I don't really understand, because I think with distance and time, I'm hearing a selection of 10 incredible songs that, even though they're talking about very particular social issues that Dylan was addressing at the time, have really retained the permanency. Like, I think songs like With God on Our Side or One Too Many Mornings sound just as fresh now as they did back in 1964. So we're going to play one of the most haunting songs on this, one that has been covered by a number of artists, including Michigan's own Iggy Pop, Ballad of Hollis Brown. But we're going to start off with the title track. And I know you're thinking, well, how can you get away with that? It's a huge hit. No, we're going to play the original demo of this, and it's a very different version. It's shorter, and it's not on guitar. It actually is Dylan and piano. And that's the arrangement. So we're going to hear this very unique take by Dylan of his landmark song, The Times They Are A-Changin', to start off this set here on Revolution Rock.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown. And accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. And if your breath to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times they are a-changing. Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, 'cause the times they are a-changing. Congressman, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. 'Cause the battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times they are a-changing. Can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road's rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand, 'cause the times they are a-changing. The line it is drawn, the curse it is. Present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, 'cause the changing. Alice Brown, he lived on the outside of town. Alice Brown, he lived on the outside of town. With his wife and five children and his cabin broken down. He looked for work and money and you walked a ragged mile. You looked for work and money and you walked a ragged mile. Your children are so hungry that they don't know how to smile. Your baby's eyes look crazy, they're tugging at your sleeve. Your baby's eyes look crazy, they're tugging at your sleeve. You walk the floor and wonder why with every breath you breathe. The rats had got your flower, bad blood had got your mare. The rats had got your flower, bad blood had got your mare. If there's anyone that knows, is there anyone that cares? He prayed to the Lord above, oh, please send you a friend. He prayed to the Lord above, oh, please send you a friend. Your empty pockets tell you that you ain't got no friend. Your babies are crying louder now, it's a pounding on your brain. Your babies are crying louder now, it's a pounding on your brain. Your wife screams are stabbing you like the dirty driving rain. Your grass is turning black, there's no water in your well. Your grass is turning black, there's no water in your well. You spent your last long dollar on seven shotgun shells. Way out in the wilderness, a cold coyote calls. Way out in the wilderness, a cold coyote calls. Your eyes fix on the shotgun that's hanging on the wall. Your brain is a-bleeding and your legs can't seem to stand. Your brain is a-bleeding and your legs can't seem to stand. Your eyes fix on a shotgun that you're holding in your hand. There's seven breezes blowing all around the cabin door. There's seven breezes blowing all around the cabin door. Seven shots ring out like the ocean's pounding roar. Seven people dead on a South Dakota farm. There's seven people dead on a South Dakota farm. Somewhere in the distance, there's seven new people born.
I lose my baby, ain't that sad?
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area, and syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. We came back there from a pair of tracks from Muddy Waters, and prior to that, a pair of tracks from Bob Dylan, both celebrating albums that they put out 60 years ago.
Yeah, both in 1964, right at the beginning of the year. So we should talk about this record by Muddy Waters a little bit. It's titled Folk Singer, and this one is very interesting because after this number of singles and albums in which Muddy was just making this really great electric blues rock, known as the king of electric blues, he made this record, this very intimate, sparse, haunting record called Folk Singer, and he had a really great backing band with him. I did mention he had Willie Dixon on bass. He also had the great Buddy Guy on acoustic guitar accompanying him. And it's just a fantastic record. I think one of the best blues or folk records, however you want to associate it. It was made in response to the burgeoning folk scene that was coming out, especially with the musician who we played right before this, which we'll be getting to. And so this was kind of his response to that in a way. And even though it could have been a one-off record or like an anomaly in his discography, instead it just ended up being one of his best overall. So what we did was we played a song from the opening song, My Home is in the Delta. But we also played another song that was released the same year. This one was called You Can't Lose What You Never Had. And that one features a full band accompaniment with some electric guitar and piano on that. That was actually featured along with some other songs released the same year on a reissued version of Folk Singer that came out in about 2005. A really great addition worth adding to your home collection.
Part of that, we heard a pair of tracks celebrating the 60th anniversary of The Times They Are Changin', an album by Bob Dylan. We heard The Ballad of Hollis Brown, and then we heard an early demo version of The Times They Are Changin' done on piano, and this can be found on the Bootleg Series Volume 9, the Whitmark Demos, which is a collection of early demos from this time period for Dylan.
Yeah, it's really amazing because you get to see the gestation of so many of these big songs that he would not only tackle on this record, but on subsequent ones. Once again, Tom Wilson joined him as the producer for this record since they had such a great pairing on their previous release, The Free Will and Bob Dylan. And this one was, again, just a fantastic record from front to back. Even though it may not have the same reputation as his previous record did, I still think it's very strong. And the songs on here stand the test of time, as we heard with his haunting track, The Ballad of Hollis Brown. And then, of course, the title song, which in that piano-led demo did have a few lyrical changes and a few arrangement shifts. The key was different compared to what Bob Dylan would sing it in later on the acoustic-backed album version, but still such an amazing and insightful early track. So going from that, we're hearing some anniversaries. We're going to dive into some more contemporary music, hearing an album that was released back in 2015 from the band Weed. We're going to hear the song Puncture before we get into some newer music by the likes of The Sweet Kills, and then a little bit of a classic track from the one and only Devo.